letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5480, Baruch Hashem. The 25th of Iyar Tavshid Zayim, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. Now, several times, several of the Hasidic memorim were published, but they were not photocopied, and I guess he wrote to the Rebbe on the 25th of the year. Rebbe is responding that the Bachrim, the young people in Montreal, they asked permission to go ahead and copy the Maimer, which is called Pasach Eliyahu. It's in the book in the Torah, or that's a very popular Maimer, which also has the footnotes of the Rebbe Rashab Nishmo Seiden. And they wanted to copy it onto a stencil. Stencil they used to, in the olden days, they used to mimeograph it, to photocopy it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's asking permission for that, to go ahead and do that. So, I guess this is one of the students asking the Rebbe to go ahead and take that mimer, I guess to make it more available to other, so that they can learn it. And the Rebbe says, I don't understand the request. Why? Are you already knowledgeable in all the printed Hasidus that have been printed, especially those that have been printed lately, in those memorim also many of the ideas that are mentioned in the notes of Pasuk Eliyahu, I mean, that's from the Rebbe Rashab, because that was apparently later on. So do you know everything already that you need? That's the only thing that you're lacking. The only thing you're missing is the Rebbe Rashab's notes on this Maimer, and you know everything else that has been published. However, so it's a funny, a strange request. This is what you need to have. But the Rebbe says, as practical as it's the request, if this has been requested by the many, so the main thing the Rebbe says, when you copy, it has to be copied from a very refined version to make sure that when you're copying it from is authentic, is real, is correct. And the Rebbe says, very fine looked into, because I guess there was different copies available of it. And also, when you are copying it, you should make it, look it over many times so that it should be perfect to the extent possible. And then the Rebbe says, then you can fulfill the request. Go ahead and publish it. But the Rebbe says, self-understood and obvious, as you write, only in a way that this is not going to interfere at all from what you have to do, which in the Seder, the Yeshiva, the studies, the review, etc. Basically, probably one of the students wanted to provide this, but the Rebbe says, don't ruin your Seder. You have to keep your classes, your order, and everything else. And the Rebbe gives him permission to do that. And the Rebbe ends off by saying, I'm surprised that you don't mention about your studies, that you're studying studiously and diligently, and that you're adding from time to time, as we've been instructed to elevate Bakodesh, and also you're influencing your friends that they should be diligent in the study as necessary. For sure, the Rebbe says, you'll fill it in the next coming opportunity with blessings. So the Rebbe doesn't let him just get away with doing it. The Rebbe says, I'd like a report from you, what you're learning and how you're learning and how you're adding and how you're influencing others. And the Rebbe does allow him eventually to make that copy, to make those copies and make it available for the students of the yeshiva who wanted to learn that particular Maimer from Torah Or that had the footnotes of the Rebbe Rashab.